Good morning. Welcome back to Thought for the Day. I don't know whether you've missed me, but I've been away a few days, so it's good to be back. We're continuing our look in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 18 today. So before we begin, let's pray. Loving Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you for your amazing grace in our lives. We thank you for the fact that we can come to you, Lord, knowing that we are sinners, knowing that we need that grace that is on offer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you that we discover that grace to be truly amazing. We pray, Lord, that as we spend this time together this morning, that you'd be pleased to speak to us through this proverb. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Proverbs chapter 15, and we're looking at verse 18. A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel. So we're looking today then at the patient way. Now, it has to be said that if you've made it through your life to this point without experiencing anger and frustration, you're a very rare soul indeed. If you insist that it's true, then it would lead me to believe that either you are fooling yourself or that you have lived a very sheltered life. We live in a society, don't we, that values individuality or the individual's rights over community values, and that makes people selfish by its nature. We think too much of ourselves. We live in a world that is fallen. What do I mean by that? Well, it does not value God or accept his authority. So we by nature think too much of ourselves and too little of others. And in this kind of a world, there is cause for frustration and anger almost every day, isn't there, in our lives. Now, this proverb then speaks into our world. It speaks into the situation that we find ourselves in. The best way is the patient way, is what it's telling us. The best way is the patient way. Yet few of us have truly grasped that, truly understood what that means. Even if we know it, that it's the best route to go, not to lose our tempers, but to be patient. When we are trying to get something done, or we are trying to get someone to do something that we feel should be done, trying to hold our temper when we've been put on hold for the fifth time, or we've been passed from four departments and are now on our way to the fifth just simply to get one question answered. It can be difficult in those situations to hold your temper, can't it? Or maybe you're sat in a queue and along comes the old white boy with his BMW, and he comes along the right hand side and then just pushes his way into the queue in front of you. You've been sat there waiting patiently all that time, and somebody just thought that they'd chance their luck and get in. And you can feel your blood boil over these things, can't you? And it may be not those kind of things that get you. It could be any kind of issue that we face that is in this world. I could go on listing occasions that wind us up and get us seeing red, and it would take me hours to get through the lists, wouldn't it? And we would get to the end of that list and we still wouldn't have solved the problem. So we get the point of the proverb, that patient, be patient and don't lose your cool is the best approach, but it doesn't seem to help, does it? So it just tells us what's right, but doesn't seem to help us to get to where we should be. That is until we remember where we are. We're in the book of Proverbs. We're in the book of Proverbs where we have discovered that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So we look at this proverb and we understand that from God's perspective, this is what's right. Wisdom then tells us that if we are the ones with a hot temper, then first of all, we need to be the one that confesses that temper to God. We need to tell God that we struggle with our temper. We need to confess that we often fall under that particular struggle. And we need to give our temper to him. We need to acknowledge that it's not right, and we need to ask God to help us to deal with it. Wisdom then tells us that if we remember who God is, if we stop and we think about who God is, that he is the one in control of all circumstances, that he is the one who can move hearts and change people, that he is the one who can do both the miraculous and the mundane without breaking a sweat. He is the one that we can depend on even if things don't go our way. Once we've got that understanding of who God is, you know, the fear of the Lord in our life, the right perspective of who God is, then we are able to become the patient people. He is the one that we can lean on and trust in those circumstances. So the patient man is the one who holds God in the right place in his life. In doing this, he knows his own importance according to God's value system. Our problem often is that we value ourselves too highly. I said that right back at the beginning. And that's because we think that we are the important ones. We make ourselves God in our lives. We make ourselves the idol that we worship. And so we get ourselves out of kilter, which is why we can't be patient in the midst of these circumstances. And the one who trusts God, the one who knows God, knows where his importance lies in God's structure. He also knows that God has a plan for his life, and that whatever God brings about in this life will be for his good. He knows that success in this life is not worth jeopardizing your eternal future over. Too many put so much store in how they live in this life and what they have to deal with that it makes them cross, it makes them angry. But here we understand that when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, we can depend on him both for now and for our eternity. So the only one with the power to change a hot-tempered person into a patient one is Jesus Christ. He alone can deal with our anger. Instead of us burying it, which is what we tend to do with anger, isn't it? Burying it so that it simmers beneath the surface and it eventually makes us bitter. He can cool it so that it's gone. He can deal with that anger and take it out of the way. When we trust Christ with the matters of justice and injustice, and with the matters of value and worth, only then can we know that all will work out for our good and all will be tempered by grace. And that ultimately, if there's anything left to be dealt with, when Christ returns, he will deal with that himself. So then the question comes, will you have faith this day to trust Christ? Will you allow him to deal with those situations that would normally get you cross? Or will you try to win every battle yourself, regardless of who gets hurt along the way? And I can guarantee that you will be one of those that get hurt, unless you trust Christ for the patient way. Let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it reminds us that we can trust you. Thank you that it points us to the Lord Jesus Christ, who deals with our sin problem and who enables us to stand even when we find that difficult. We praise you for this, and we ask, Lord, for your continued blessing in our lives. For Jesus' sake, amen.